The Jewish Cultural Center is a place in Chattanooga where people can go, regardless of their beliefs, to explore arts and educational activities. I spoke to Anne Treadwell from the center about the film series taking place now. She says the series is a selection of performances recorded on DVD from New York City. These films are presented on DVD instead of live via satellite because Chattanooga doesn't have the same technology compared to New York City.
The 92nd Street Y series starts in New York. It is usually a satellite program where live performances and particularly lectures are beamed across the United States. Unfortunately, in smaller communities, we don't have access to the kind of satellite equipment that it takes to do the series live. So what we do is work as a committee. This year, Karen Diamond continues to chair the committee. And what we do is we select programs that are produced and recorded by DVD from the 92nd Street Y.
This will be the third year in a row the Jewish Cultural Center presents the series. There are two films left, and Treadwell says they'll be accompanied by great food and a discussion about the films and the program.
The 92nd Street Y is a summer series we do as kind of our faux back-to-school but for adults series. The next two are Monday, August 15th and Monday, August 22nd. They start at 7:30 and they start in a great way. You know, one of the things we do at the Jewish Cultural Center is amazing food. So what we will do is start with dessert and coffee, watch the DVD series, and then have a discussion about it or what the DVD program is.
Treadwell says the center has had a really good audience for the DVD program in the past. She also thinks people will especially enjoy this year's selection because they have one that comes close to home with the current financial crisis, followed by a more positive film on August the 22nd that she hopes will raise people's spirits.
We have great audiences and very mixed audiences for the 92nd Street Y series. For example, the one coming on August 15th is about America's financial future, and author Michael Lewis will talk with Ira Glass about his best-selling book, The Big Short: Inside the Doomsday Machine. Well, we all know that the financial crisis that started 2 years ago continues today. This particular presentation was filmed in February at the 92nd Street Y and has a lot of pieces about what to expect in the future. And since the future is now, I'm sure we'll have a very lively discussion. Then on August 22nd, we have a very special program. We like to put at least one uplifting production in the series, and this one is on truth, beauty, and goodness, because even in bad times, we need to think about truth, beauty, and goodness. And Howard Gardner, who is a professor of cognition and education at the Howard Graduate School, will talk with David Brooks, an op-ed columnist for the New York Times. And, you know, where can you get access to such experts in a way where you can hear them and then talk about?
The only issue with setting up this event is actually selecting what to present to the audience. The center wants to make sure they choose topics that are current in nature, as well as topics that are more upbeat than others, winding down to three film choices.
Well, what we do is the 92nd Street Y probably produces between 15 and 30 satellite programs a year. So the committee and I sit and we kind of triage. We go through and we take a look at what things would interest people and what things may stay timely. Obviously, the financial crisis is a timely thing. As I said, something uplifting is always a good thing. So our challenge is whittling down our choices to three, and then making it available so that people can either come to the entire series or come to just one.
Treadwell says she hopes the community can feel like they can come to the center to discuss difficult topics, and that can start by attending the program. She says it's important for people to be able to engage in conversations that can create responsibility.
One of the goals of the Jewish Cultural Center is to make sure that people can come to the table and have conversations about difficult and diverse subjects, whether it's in the arts or politics or, you know, just about any subject. We will have a conversation about. And we hope that people will come to the 92nd Street Y with an open mind, learn something, be able to discuss it. We believe in respecting other people's opinions, even if they're not our own, and really working through that conversation, because good conversations create responsibility, and responsibility is important for community.
Treadwell says people can contact the center for more information.
If people would like more information about the 92nd Street Y series or any of the activities that happen at the Jewish Cultural Center, they can give us a call at 493-0270. They can always look us up on the web at www.jewishchattanooga.com. And of course, you can always now go to Facebook and find out what's going on that week. And it would be Jewish Federation of Greater Chattanooga. And friend us so you can find out more.
That was Ann Treadwell from the Jewish Cultural Center discussing the 92nd Street Y series going on now, with the next films being shown on August the 15th and August the 22nd at 7:30 p.m. For Around and About, I am Bobby Sullivan.